This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zeicha Nishmas Imi Marasi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'Zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Yisacha Beresh. The Pasuk in Parshas Ekev, Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Bei says, V'yati Yisrael, and now Klal Yisrael, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoyal Me'imach, what does Hashem demand from you? Ki im liyira es Hashem, only to have yiras Hashem. Shlomo HaMelech, the wisest man that ever lived, concludes Sefer Keheles with the following thought. Seif davar akol nishba, the sum of the matter when everything is said and done, es alikim yirah, fear Hashem, ves mitzvos of shemar, and observe his mitzvahs, ki zeh kol ha'odam, for this is the entire person. Rabbi Chana Wasserman explains the pasuk by noting that a person who is not wise, is not kind, is not strong nor wealthy, may be missing important qualities, but he is still considered a person. On the other hand, Shlomo is coming to teach us that one's entire personhood is defined by the level of his Yiras Shamayim. Someone who is completely lacking in Yiras Shamayim is not considered a deficient person, but rather he is not considered a person at all. While in the Torah's eyes, a humble person, a simple, unassuming person who lives with Yiras Hashem is superior and is considered in an entirely different category. That's what Shlomo HaMelech is saying. Es elikim yirah, ves mitzvos of shemar, ki zeh kol ha'odam. That's what makes someone into an Adam. That is what causes a person to enter into the realm of humanity. And it is for that reason that Moshe emphasizes that the most important trait that Hashem asks from us is yiras Hashem. Mo Hashem elikecha shoyal mi'imach, ki im liyira es Hashem. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that the Pasuk discusses that when things are going well for you, and your herds and your flocks will multiply, the chesev is of yirbalach, and your silver and your gold will increase, the yirbe, and all that you have will increase. On that, the Pasuk says, do not forget Hashem, because he is the one who granted you all the good that you have. So the Pasuk says, when speaking about your wealth, and the question is, after having said that you have an abundance of bakar, tsoin, kesev, izav, why is it necessary for the pasuk to add v'choy lasher l'choy yirbe? It already listed many of your possessions. Bakar, tsoin, kesev, izav. Why the extra words v'choy lasher l'choy yirbe? The Shulah explains this through an insight in human nature. People tend to attribute additional positive qualities to someone who is wealthy. It is very common for someone to say, not only is he rich, but he's also smart, he's good-looking, he also has a great personality, even if those traits are not necessarily true. But once that person loses his wealth, suddenly people no longer see him as so intelligent, so attractive, and so charming. Such is the nature of people. This suggests the Shlomo B'derech Drush is the meaning of the extra words in the pasuk, V'choy l'asher l'cho yirbe. The pasuk says, "Uvekarcha v'tzoncha yirbiyun, v'chesev izav yirbala." If you have all that, suddenly in people's eyes, "V'chor lasher l'cha yirbe," you automatically in people's eyes have everything. You're smart, you're kind, you're charming. If you have bakar v'tzon kesev izav, then suddenly "V'chor lasher l'cha yirbe," in people's eyes you have everything. In Sefer Yalkut HaGereshuni, he explains the Mishnah in Avos, Perek Dalad Mishnah Aleph, based on this very idea. The Mishnah says, Ezehu Oshir, who is wealthy? And the Mishnah answers, Hasameach Techelko, one who is happy with his lot. And the question is, why doesn't the Mishnah simply state that one who is wealthy is considered an Oshir? One who has a lot of assets is considered an Oshir. Why does the Mishnah say Hasameach Techelko? And he answers that the Mishnah is speaking from the perspective of how people view this Oshir. Someone who is wealthy is viewed by people to not only have wealth, but to have every other mila too. So the Mishnah is saying, Ezehu Ashir, who is just an Ashir in people's eyes. That's the one who's Sameach Techelkoi. Because the Ashir with the wealth is not only an Ashir of people's eyes. Rather, he falls into the category of V'chor Lasher L'chor Yirbeh. And in people's eyes, he has all the milas.